Amy DeLong works within and for her tribal community at the Ho-Chunk House of Wellness in Baraboo. She pursued medicine as a way to find more fulfilling work for herself and to give back to her community.
My name is Amy DeLong, and I'm a family physician at the Ho-Chunk Nation House of Wellness Clinic. When I was volunteering at the University Hospital, and I was a college student, so this was a little Lakota girl, and she said, "You could be my sister." From that point on, when she introduced me to the other hospital staff, she'd say, "This is my sister." Just by virtue of being American Indian and just that connection, that instant connection, we didn't have to be from the same tribe, but just to say, "Hey, there's someone like me who's here at a time when I'm vulnerable."
Good. Stick your tongue out.
So I've had these little experiences along the way that just said, it's really important for me to work in an American Indian community. And part of that was I didn't see any American Indian physicians growing up. So it was just really important for me to be that, you know, when my community members go to the clinic or to the hospital, they're going to have a Native physician who's taking care of them. That was always the goal, to go back to where I came from, really, and work for my tribe. I want my patients to be able to say, "This is my physician, and she's Ho-Chunk, and she gets me."
Are you ready to see your labs? All-time low.
What?
All-time low. Look at you. 7.3.
Yo.
That is awesome. I love my job. I love what I do. I see elders. I see children. I see pregnant women, patients who have diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, depression. One thing I always say about working in a primary care clinic is every day I'm inspired by my patients or some story they share with me.
Well, with what's going on in my life with my son,
mm-hmm.
I get like started smoking really bad, like a pack a day.
Is that where you still are?
No.
It's really the people who live in chaos, like I did as a child, and who are making the most of it.
Yeah, and then good luck with home stuff, family stuff.
When you see people and their strength and how they deal with whether it's an abusive relationship or a substance abuse problem and how they're really working hard to lead a healthier life, it's amazing. I think that's the gift of being a physician. People tell you their life stories. They tell you things that they wouldn't tell other people. The patients don't even realize how inspiring it is to those of us who are listening.
And that's it, Elena. You did great. And then we just...
This story was produced by Finn Ryan for We Are Healers. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org. Joining us now to talk more about efforts to improve health care of Native Americans in our region is Isaiah Brokenleg. He's an epidemiologist and the program director at the Great Lakes Intertribal Epidemiology Center. Isaiah, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, we just heard in that Wisconsin Life, a Native American physician who had this strong sense of mission here. Do you personally feel that too? Is that part of why you're an epidemiologist doing what you're doing?
Well, I definitely feel a strong sense of mission. I kind of took a roundabout way to get here, but I care a lot about the communities that I serve. And ever since I was young growing up, everybody's like, get an education, come back and help your people. That's very common. You'll hear grandparents and parents saying that.
And so what do you do? What does an epidemiologist do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, there's kind of two kinds, basically. There's like one kind that does more surveillance. That's probably the more common one. We look at rates of disease and health and how to improve that. And then there's the sort of kind you think of when you watch TV about, like, you know, an outbreak or something like that, that, like, flies in the little suit and responds and that kind of stuff. That's a different type. But both are important.
So what are some of your...
On a day-to-day basis...
Oh, sure.
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask, what are some of your key priorities now at the Great Lakes Intertribal Epidemiology Center? What are the issues that you're really focusing on?
Well, we have epidemiologists. We have several. One of them focuses on chronic disease. One of them focuses on maternal child health. One of them focuses on behavioral health. Another one on environmental health. And so we have all of those focuses. I focus on, like, health promotion and disease prevention through a specific grant from the CDC.
And we've talked to you in the past about some of the history behind the culture, damage done to Native American culture over time that really is still playing itself out in health and mental health issues today. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, well, I think that's talking about historical trauma and how sort of you remove the cultural DNA, all the things that we learn from our culture over time that's passed on from your parents or grandparents or aunties and uncles. When you remove that, then there's this damage done, and until that damage gets fixed, it will continue to perpetuate itself throughout generations. And I think you can see that, and also, like, separately, there's, like, structural violence that occurs, you know, based on decisions that were made by governments that continue to this day. The Indian Health Service is incredibly underfunded. For every dollar they need, they get about 56 cents. And they tend to run out of money in about June, when that money is supposed to last all the way until the end of September. So it's really difficult. And you'll see really great health disparities between, like, Wisconsin as a whole and then American Indians, especially with cancer, cardiovascular issues, substance abuse, and with the younger population, suicide is a very serious problem.
We're talking to Isaiah Brokenleg. He's an epidemiologist looking at health issues and health access for Native Americans in Wisconsin. So with those shortfalls in funding, Isaiah, I mean, this issue of access, how hard is it for Native Americans to find anything from preventive care to substance abuse or mental health treatment?
Well, mental health treatment is definitely a serious problem. Folks have difficulty finding treatment facilities. There's not very many that are available. There's a long wait list, and, you know, if somebody wants to get treatment, you know, telling them they're going to have to wait 6 months is not really the answer, and by then they might be on a totally different path in their life. You need to get them in right away, and that's one of the problems. I think there's also just the problem of it being so rural. You know, in many cases, some of the communities, you might have to travel a half hour just to get to a clinic and be seen, and then if you're also dealing with issues of poverty, trying to get to that clinic is a whole other issue. And sometimes other things, like being able to get food on the table and other things, will take priority over making a clinic appointment, for example.
So that's a bread and butter type issue, just resources and available access to health care. But talking about the historical trauma issues again, I understand you have some training tools for digital storytelling, things like that, to help people reconnect with the cultural narrative, to start trying to overcome some of that historical trauma.
Yeah, I think when people tell their stories, it's a very healing process. It certainly was for me. I have several stories up on YouTube. But we go into communities and work with them to tell their story, or at least one of their stories, because most people have many. And so some of the tools we use are something called a story circle. We have laptops that we bring in, and people usually bring photos. And they kind of write a narrative of one piece of their life and share that. And a lot of them are done on different topics, like tobacco or food access or domestic violence. We've seen a lot of different ones that have come up. And some of the stories are sad, and some of them are very empowering. But everybody that's gone through that process that I've talked to definitely talks about how powerful of an experience it was and how it really helped them feel empowered as a human being.
Well, in our last minute and a half or so, Isaiah, you mentioned the roundabout story that led you going into healthcare. Can you give us a taste of that story? And maybe it's something that could inspire other people to follow in your footsteps.
Absolutely. So I really didn't know what I wanted to do when I graduated college. And I thought I wanted to do social work, and I missed the deadline for the School of Social Work. And I got recruited by the School of Public Health. And he's like, you can still do school social work, just do the 1 year public health, and then you could do the dual degree. And by the time I finished that 1 year public health, I was like, I'll just stay in public health. But I think what I really think is important for people to know is that, especially young American Indian folks, is, you know, I didn't go to college until I was 21, and life is not a race. So even if maybe you don't have everything together, or college is not right now, it's definitely right in the future. And whatever you enjoy doing, whether it be video games or English or you want to be a lawyer, there's a place in the health field for all of those things. You know, we need policy and administration folks. We need public health lawyers. There's all kind of new surgical things that use computer to get in and help people and heal them. So there's something for everybody.
We'll leave it there for now. Isaiah, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've been talking to Isaiah Brokenleg. He's an epidemiologist, and he's the program director at the Great Lakes Intertribal Epidemiology Center.